The CEO of Facebook is planning to testify on Capitol Hill about what he has called a major breach of trust. We reported last Thursday on how a Facebook app had been used to gather information on as many as 50 million users, and how it had shared that information inappropriately with a company that was trying to influence how Americans voted. Facebook says that sharing information like that was against its rules, but the company's reputation has taken a hit. And now governments on two sides of the Atlantic Ocean are trying to get answers about how Facebook collects and stores its users' information. In the United Kingdom, Parliament has requested that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appear to answer questions. His company says he won't, but that it would send two senior Facebook executives to Britain. In the United States, several members of Congress have called on Zuckerberg to testify. At least one of those hearings will focus on data privacy. And last week, Zuckerberg told CNN that he'd be happy to do that.
Facebook is keeping records of every phone call and text message you've sent. That's the surprise some Android users are discovering as people across the globe start taking a closer look at the data tech companies are collecting about all of us.
If you want to see everything that Facebook knows about you, just go to the upper right-hand corner and scroll down to Settings. That'll take you to this page where you'll click Download a copy of your Facebook data, then click Start My Archive, and Facebook will email you a copy of all the intimate details the social network knows about you.
Inside that file, Android users are seeing Facebook has been collecting logs of all their phone calls and text messages for years. Android maker Google hasn't responded to our request for comment, but Facebook says Android users explicitly opt in for this feature when they download its Messenger app or a slimmed-down version of the social network, an app called Facebook Lite. Facebook says they do this so Android users can find people more easily, but they don't explain why they take the extra step of saving the data on their servers. Users who don't realize they've been sharing this data are getting a rude awakening when they delete their Facebook accounts and look through this archived data for the first time. Even users who don't have the main Facebook app on their phone are finding out they've given over their call and text message logs too.
Facebook says you can opt out of this feature at any time and they'll delete all the call and text message logs they have saved about you. To do that, Android users will have to go to Home, tap on their profile picture, then tap People, and under Synced Contacts, that setting can be turned on or off.
And with the tech giant under scrutiny, every piece of data we share with the company, knowingly or not, is getting a second look. Samuel Burke, CNN, London.